Rock Candy. This is the story of Melka Estates in Napa Valley, California, written by Lisa Perotti Brown for The Wine Palette. Napa Valley is full of winemakers who will tell you about passion. Philippa Melka will tell you about rocks. Before Melka ever touched a fermentation tank, he was a geology student at the University of Bordeaux, more interested in what was under the vines than what was hanging on them. A winemaking course in his final year hijacked the plan. He chased it with a master's in agronomy and enology, and then went out and got an education most winemakers would trade a kidney for: Chateau Aubryon out of school, then Petrus, Chianti, and Australia. In 1991, Philippe landed in Napa as an intern for Christian Moy at Dominus, speaking no English. Of every terroir he'd studied on three continents, Napa was the one that got under his skin. Not for the prestige, but for the soil. All those soils, all those microclimates, jammed into one valley. For a geologist, it was a rock candy store. In 1995, Melka launched his consultancy, Atelier Melka. His first clients were Seavey and Lale Vineyards. The client list that followed reads like a Napa auction catalog: 100 Acre, Dana Estates, Dalla Valle, Bryant Family, Roy Estate, 8AMVS, Tusk, Moon Psy, Cliff Ledé, Brand, Fairchild, Vice Versa, Plinth. He made his first 100-point wine at Dana and helped push 100 Acre into cult status. Robert Parker put him on the shortlist of the most influential consulting winemakers on the planet, alongside Michael Rowland and Helen Turley. The firm grew up around him. He added winemakers and enologists in 2002, and the services sprawled past the cellar into vineyard planning, real estate evaluation, even designing and staffing wineries from scratch. In 2019, he made a succession move, elevating Mayan Koshitsky, an Israeli winemaker with Screaming Eagle and Dalla Valle on his resume, and the firm's director of winemaking since 2014, to partner. Koshitsky now handles much of the day-to-day and racks up the airline miles. But the consulting empire is only half the story. The other half is more personal. Melka Estates. In 1996, Philippe and his wife Cherie launched their own label with two wines and about 500 cases. Cherie is no silent partner. A microbiologist by training, Northern Arizona University, plus French studies at Bordeaux III. She met Philippe while working as a lab technician and built her own winemaking chops at Ridge, Beaulieu, and Silver Oak. The first bottlings set the tone. CJ, a Napa red blend, was named for their kids, Chloe and Jeremy. Métis, a word for a blend of cultures, was the other. 3 decades later, the label is Melka Estates, and the portfolio has organized itself into four brands built around one obsession: soil. CJ remains the approachable Napa blend. Métis handles single vineyard, Bordeaux-style wines from specific Napa sites. Macara comes from the family's mountain property. Majestique scoops up single vineyard wines from outside Napa, including Paso Robles and Bordeaux itself. The home base came along in 2011. Our 11-acre parcel in the heart of St. Helena was purchased in 2011, Melka explains. The site seemed ideal for combining home, lifestyle, and business in one place. We built the winery in the lower portion of the estate. The land sold itself. When we first saw the site, the 2-acre Cabernet Sauvignon vineyard was a major draw, he says. That block is now the Métis Mont Bleu vineyard, and, to the delight of the resident geologist, the soils are rich in obsidian. Volcanic glass under Cabernet. He couldn't have scripted it better. Then 2020 happened. Unfortunately, the vineyard burned in 2020, Cherie explained, as we walked through rows of fledgling vines. It has been replanted and will be back on board soon. The block remains 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, as before, but the fires forced a harder lesson about storing wine above ground in a valley that catches fire. The Melka's answer was to dig. The 2020 fires prompted us to build an underground cellar here, Philippa says. It took a full 2 years from start to finish, but it was well worth it. The caves were completed in 2025, along with an expanded lab for blending sessions. With nearly 5,000 square feet, we can safely store two vintages of wine. Insurance policy and inner sanctum, all in one. The second estate property is older and higher, a 25-acre parcel in Knights Valley, straddling the border country between Napa and Sonoma, purchased in 2001 and named for Felipe's parents. Macara is a high-elevation vineyard located at around 2,400 feet, just above Peter Michael, Philippe says. It is mainly heavy clay, which is unusual, with great water-holding capacity. Cabernet Franc and Merlot went in first in 2004. Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnay followed. Everything from Macara gets made down at the St. Helena Winery. The Macara Vineyard's emphasis is leaning towards whites. Chardonnay was recently planted here, which makes sense given the proximity to Peter Michael. The first Chardonnay vintage from this site is the 2023 Macara Chardonnay, which was barrel fermented with no new oak and no malolactic fermentation. The result is impressive, a wonderfully crisp, intense, pure expression of the variety, and it is highly recommended. The Macara Sauvignon Blanc has its own pedigree story. Our first vintage of Sauvignon Blanc was the 2011, he notes. This is a field selection that we got from Peter Michael Winery when Marc Aubert was the winemaker. As for the cellar treatment, the whites are barrel fermented in cigar-shaped barrels. We use about 60% new oak. It's worth noting that this style ages impressively. During my recent visit, I tasted the 2016 vintage, which is stacked with maturing citrus and tropical fruit layers, framed by a silky texture and crisp acidity, finishing very long with a spicy kick. Jumping Goat Vineyard is the valley floor expression in the Métis range, and the name is literal. The privately owned site keeps farm animals, including a goat named Leo, whose habit of jumping caught Cherie's eye and gave the vineyard its name. The dirt, naturally, is what hooked Philippe. The St. Helena parcel near Spotswood is littered with alluvial, river-rounded cobble that reminded him of graves in Bordeaux. Gravelly loam laid down by an old river bench, the kind of free-draining rubble Bordeaux varieties love. The 3.5-acre vineyard was planted in 1999 by David Abreu to Cabernet Sauvignon, Petit Verdot, and Merlot, and in 2003, the Melkas partnered with owners Jim and Stephanie Gamble to bottle it as a single vineyard Métis. Martinez Vineyard is the mountain counterpoint, the Métis wine that trades river gravel for altitude. The vineyard sits high on Pritchard Hill next to Ovid, a 41-acre property with 16 acres under vine, from which the Melkas selected 4.8 acres of Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, and Petit Verdot, perched at 1,200 feet above Oakville. For a consultant who has made wine on some of Napa's most exalted dirt, the endorsement here is not subtle. Philippe calls the site a dream come true and considers it one of the best vineyards in all of Napa Valley. Melka was also the first winery to bottle fruit from the site under its own vineyard designation, debuting with the 2015 vintage. The wines wear their elevation openly. Iron, crushed rock, and hillside tannin under the dark fruit. Classic Pritchard Hill power, with the blend percentages swinging hard between vintages as the trio of Bordeaux varieties jockeys for position. For all the cult wine firepower on Philippe's resume, the Melka's own cellar work leans nerdy and contrarian. We did a lot of experimenting with yeast, commercial and native, he says. They landed on running about 30% of fermentations with native yeast, and not because it's fashionable. The native yeast brings more texture and less flavor. It gives more restraint. Restraint is not the first word anyone associates with high-end Napa. but it tracks with the house philosophy, stated plainly, "We are looking to make wines that bring excitement, but, equally important, that are drinkable." "We're celebrating our 30th vintage this year," Philippe informs me. 30 years of other people's trophies and their own slow build, from 500 cases to 4 brands, from a borrowed cellar to caves carved under St. Helena. The thread running through all of it is the one Melka picked up as a geology undergrad in Bordeaux. The most interesting thing about a wine is where it comes from.